Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith. This hadith is about trust in Allah, tawakkul. This is one of those very beautiful and very important and pertinent virtues in Islam. In the Holy Quran, there are many verses which allude to the desirability and the virtue of tawakkul and trust in Allah. In one verse, we read the following, and consult them in their affairs. And once you are resolved, put your trust in Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who trust in Him. And also we read the following, put your trust in the Living One who does not die, and celebrate His praise. He suffices as one all aware of the sins of His servants. In this beautiful hadith, the Archangel Gabriel, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam asked him about trusting in Allah, said the following. So basically this is a statement uttered by the Archangel Gabriel, the angel of revelation to the Prophet. The Prophet transmitted it to us. He said, it is to know that a creature can neither harm, nor benefit, nor give, nor deny of itself, and it is to display hopefulness from people, and it is to display hopelessness from people. So when a servant is such, then he will not do anything for anyone other than Allah, will neither hope nor fear in anyone other than Allah, and will not seek other than Allah. This is complete trust. And the Prophet Muhammad has also been narrated as having said, he who cauterizes or resorts to witchcraft has turned away from the trust in Allah. Once Abu Basir, the famous companion of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, narrated that the latter said the following, nothing exists without a limit. Abu Basir, when he heard this, he asked, may I be sacrificed for you? What is the limit of the trust in Allah? What is the boundary of it? Where is that point where it should not go further than that? He said, certainty, yaqeen. Abu Basir said, so what is the limit of certainty? He said, that is that you do not fear anything apart from Allah. So the limit of trust in Allah is certainty, and the limit of certainty is that you do not fear anybody but Allah. This is a very beautiful hadith narrated from Abu Basir regarding the trust in God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at trust in Allah, tawakkul, and its limits in the words of the Prophet Muhammad, narrated from the Archangel Gabriel. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.